More prayer for coming, yes.
Okay, so after wishing everyone Shavuot Tov and Chodesh Tov, because it's the first of Tammuz, and we have a lot to say about Tammuz, but not right now, I thought this would be a good occasion, because I'm always looking to figure out what topic you want to cover on a Sunday at lunch. The topic of Rosh Chodesh, which is a massive topic, but we'll cover just a little bit part of it. And what I photocopied for you are pages from Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori, and he has a 45-page essay on Rosh Chodesh here. We're going to cover just a few paragraphs. And the issue that I want to focus your attention on is Hallel. Now, let me ask you a misleading question. Do we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh?
You have.
Okay. Correct. So the truth is we don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We really don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. What we have is a minhag. And that minhag, according to many Rishonim, doesn't even engender a bracha. Now, for Ashkenazic Jews, based on Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, Lamaisa, we do make a bracha on Hallel. Even though it's called Hallel B'dilug, it's a half Hallel. But when you go back to the original sources, you really don't understand why we should be making Hallel, making a bracha on Hallel, why we should be reciting Hallel at all on Rosh Chodesh. And I'll tell you why. This is all based, just to give you the background, on a sugya in Erchin, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Erchin wants to know how many days of the year are designated as Hallel days. And the Gemara comes up with two numbers, 18 and 21. 18 in Eretz Yisrael, and 21 we had three more days in Chutz La'aretz. So let's just go through quickly the 18 days. We have the 8 days of Sukkot, which means 7 days of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael plus Shmini Atzeret. And then we have the 8 days of Chanukah, that already jacks us up to 16. Then we're going to add two more days. We're going to add the first day of Pesach and Atzeret, which is Chag HaShavuot. So that takes us from 16 to 18. In Chutz La'aretz, we're going to add another 3 days, because we have 3 days of what's called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and that means Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios of Shmini Atzeret, which adds the 9th day of Sukkot. And then you have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios of Chag HaPesach, and the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios of Atzeret. So basically, we're talking about 18, 21 days. What's high profile omitted are the days of Pesach. Now, for Sukkot, you're going to count all 7 days of Sukkot, correct? That includes Chol HaMoed. But when it comes to Pesach, we don't include Chol HaMoed Pesach. What we're going to see is that the recitation of Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach is only a minhag. It's only a custom. It's not really according to the din of the Gemara. And the Gemara spends a lot of time trying to understand, the Gemara and the Mefarshim, trying to understand why there's no Hallel on Chol HaMoed. If you're going to say because Chol HaMoed is basically Chol, then why do we recite Hallel on Chol HaMoed? Sukkot. So what's the difference between Sukkot and Pesach? And the Gemara's answer is not for us today. That's a whole discussion unto itself. The Gemara says that on Sukkot, every single day of Chol HaMoed has its own karbon that's unique, and it's different than the day before, the day afterwards. Pesach, it's the same karbon that's brought every day. But that's not for us now. Then the Gemara asks the question, what about Rosh Chodesh? Why isn't Rosh Chodesh included in the number of days Shegomrim Bahem Es HaHal, in which we recite the entire Hal? And the Gemara's answer is very interesting. Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, but Eino Aser B'Malacha. On the Rosh Chodesh is a very schizophrenic kind of personality. On the one hand, it's called a Moed, and there's a whole issue here. Where does the Torah actually call Rosh Chodesh a Moed? My Rebbe assumed that the answer to that question is in Parshas Baloscha, Bamidbar Yud Yud. It's always for those who travel in New York and try to get direction, you know, and you want to find out the news and where the traffic is, so you listed 10-10 winds, right? You've heard of it?
No.
No. Okay, so you're not from New York. Anyway, but it's for those from New York, it's just a mnemonic device to remember Bamidbar 10-10. That's where it says, Ubiyom Simchaschem Uvamoadechem Uvaroshechadshechem. Meaning, if you put a comma between the word Moadechem and the word Roshechadshechem, a comma meaning in a positive phrase, then the Torah is actually defining Rosh Chodesh as a Moed. And the Gemara says in Erechin that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So therefore it shouldn't engender a Chiv Hallel. But why doesn't it engender Hallel? Because there's no Iser Malach on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara goes on to quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu Anavi, Kilel his Kaddish Chag, the Lel HaMakudosh, only when the time zone is sanctified with Isur Malacha, then you have a Chiv Shir, which means Halel. But Leil She'ena Makudosh L'Chag, for example, Rosh Chodesh, which is not endowed with the Kedusha of Iser Malacha. So again, if we ask about a day on the calendar year, if it's sanctified or not, from the perspective of this Gemara and Erechin, your answer is one and only one. Is it Aser V'Malacha? So in the case of Chol HaMoed, we have a quasi-Iser Malacha. It's very difficult to put our finger on it. What is the nature of Iser Malacha on Chol HaMoed? So Chol HaMoed really does engender Halil. It's called Moed, and it's also B'Malacha. So all your conditions are fulfilled, and therefore there should be a Chi of Halil on Chol HaMoed. And that indeed is the case in Sukkot. Pesach, somehow, because the carbon is repeating itself every day, therefore there's no Halil, whatever that means. Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, although it does have the condition of Moed, so today, which is Rosh Chodesh, is a Moed, but nevertheless, it doesn't have an Iser Malacha. And it's not Makudosh, it's not called sanctified, and therefore there's no Halel. By the way, the Gemara goes on to ask why there's no Halel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Those days of the year are both Moed and are Asur B'Isr Malach, Nefer and Makudosh. And the Gemara comes up with an answer, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, Psuchim Lefanecha, a special reason why these days are stripped of Halel, but actually, Meikar Adin, there should be Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. Now let's focus our attention on the issue of Halel on Rosh Chodesh. If you take a look at the first page that I gave you.
Wait, what about Chanukah?
Chanukah, the Gemara says, even though it's lacking all the conditions, there's another Machayev of Halel, and that is Nes. Interesting. The miracle of Chanukah itself is enough to engender Halil, even though it's lacking both Moed and Isur Malacha. The Gemara says, therefore, Purim should also be endowed with the Chi of Halil, and the Gemara gives a number of answers why there's no Halil on Purim. Take a look at the Gemara in Taimis, which is on the top of your first page, that's page Kuftes Zayin. And the Gemara, at the end of that first paragraph in Taimis, Chof Ches says that Rav made a trip to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, and he came into the synagogue and he sees that they were reciting Halel on Rosh Chodesh. And guess what he wanted to do? He wanted to make some sort of demonstration and stop them. But then he noticed they were reading Halel B'Diluk, what we call Halb Halel, half Halel. Shema Mina, and he declared, it seems, that Minag Avoseihem B'Yodeihem, that they have some sort of a Minag based on their forefathers, to recite Halel on Rosh Chodesh. So we see two things. Number one, we see that Halel on Rosh Chodesh is at best a minog. And number two, Halel on Rosh Chodesh is bid diluk. And we have to really understand exactly why we recite certain paragraphs of Halel on Rosh Chodesh according to this minog, and others we omit. What's the pattern here? The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, that's Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, writes, Avol Barashei Chadashim, Kriyas HaHalel Minog, V'Eino Mitzvah. So far, so good. The Rambam is reflecting what we saw in the Gemara in Titus with regard to Rav. But then he goes on and he says, U'minog Ze B'Tzibur. Only a Tzibur that's gathered together should recite Halel on Rosh Chodesh. V'Yachid Lo Yikra Klal. But the individual himself in private davening should not recite Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Tosus, on the other hand, in Masechta Brachos Daf Yudalev, is of the opinion that even a Yachid should recite Halel on Rosh Chodesh, and that machlokus has to be understood. But let's go on. On the bottom of your page, the paragraph that starts Ode introduces the issue of a bracha on Halel. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh, we're reciting a Halel, and we're reciting Halel because of what? Minhag, Mikra Din, Halel is not a day that's Makudosh, and therefore there's no Halel, but because the Minhag are going to recite Halel, B'Diluk, and the question is, should we recite a bracha? So now let's ask the following question. When we do Chibut Arav on Hoshana Rabbah, you know, you take the Arav and you clap it, correct? What's that called? Chibut Arav, have you heard of it?
It's a
Minhag Nevim. Do we recite a bracha?
No.
And that's because the Gemara has a principle, Ein Mevarchem Al HaMinug. Asher kitshanu mitzvos of tzivanu. It's got to be at least a mitzvah derabbanan. If it's a minhag, it doesn't engender a bracha. And that's interesting. For example, korech on Leil Pesach is a minhag. We don't recite a bracha on korech. On the other hand, Sviras HaOmer, Bizman HaZek, to most Rishonim, is only derabbanan, but that gets a bracha no different than Marar. Bizman HaZek is only derabbanan, we recite a bracha. But on a minhag, we don't recite a bracha. Anybody have a cash on that? Well, okay, because you're not used to a second Seder, because you're here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Mm-hmm. But if you were interested, if you were used to a second Seder, why do we do all the mitzvahs on the second night of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz? That's only a minhag. Because the Gemara says we know exactly when Pesach is. We no longer have the Sfeika Dioma. But he'll establish the calendar, we know exactly which day is Chag. Now, if you would say that when I eat matzah on the second night of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz, I'm fulfilling the minhag, well, would I make a bracha on a minhag or not?
No.
And the answer should be no. So that's a pella.
The minhag is to pretend to fulfill the mitzvah.
Right, but nevertheless, when I fulfill the mitzvah, I'm only doing it as a minhag. I'm not obligated. I'm only obligated because of the minhag. And so too, I would say with regard to halal on Rosh Chodesh, and Rabbeinu Tam is the breakthrough here, that he says, no, halal on Rosh Chodesh is different, and even though it's a minhag, we're going to recite a bracha on it. And the Rambam says that there is no bracha on Rosh Chodesh. He says, Eim Mevarchim Olav, we do not recite a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, She'eim Mevarchim Ala Minhag. And the Rambam makes very good sense. And Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Masech the Sukkah Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis that we do recite a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and it's not similar to Arava. Arava means Chibud Arava no Shad Arava. The Arava, he says, ain't el tiltul bialma. It's only tiltul. You know, you're just moving something around.
So is Netilat Lulav, right?
But Netilat Lulav is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But somehow, when we get to a minhag, if it's only tiltul, it doesn't engender a bracha.
Well, it's
whatever that.
It's a weird statement. If you'd ask most people. What's more significant, doing an action or saying words? Most people would say doing an action is more significant. So this is just tiltul, you're just doing an action. What's really important is saying words of halal.
Wait, Jonathan, you're jumping ahead of yourself here. So we understand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why there's no brach on Arav. Right? It's called tiltul bi'alma. It's a minhag of tiltul bi'alma. What we don't know yet, and that's going to be the next line that I want to study with you, so why then does Rabbeinu Tam insist that we do recite a bracha on the minhag of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh? Aval Kriyas HaHallel, why does Kriyas HaHallel deserve a bracha, require a bracha? Delo gara mikorei batorah. Because at the end of the day, what is Hallel made up of? Of Tehillim. And just like we make a bracha on Torah, and that's the bracha of Lasok B'divrei Torah, Al B'divrei Torah, whatever your nusach is, so too we make a bracha on Hal. Udekavase, and I'm going to bring you support text to prove that indeed you do make a bracha on a minhag, if that minhag has a certain significance to it, and it's not like Tiltul Arava. Demevarchim Ashnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. The Eino El Minig Bialma. So Rabbeinu Tam has an analogy here between Halal on Rosh Chodesh and Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. Yontif Sheni Shel Golios is only a minig, and yet it deserves a bracha. And Halal on Rosh Chodesh deserves a bracha. So it's a funny kind of thing. Rabbeinu Tam is sort of throwing two different balls at us. He's throwing a curveball and a fastball. Now, on the one hand, he's saying, Lo Gara Mikari B'Torah. And on the other hand, he's saying, well, Ashkechan Kavose Biyotu Sheni Shel Golis. So the whole thing is really ambiguous.
Kori B'Torah is the Aliyah on Kori B'Torah, or is it the Birkas Torah?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's another question. What would be your inclination?
You're using a third shot, though. You were saying that it's the king of Lumet HaTorah in Hallel itself.
Right, which would mean, to answer your question, would mean the daily Lasak B'Torah. But you're saying maybe it's only Kukori B'Torah publicly. I mean, that actually could shed a light on the Rambam Shita, because Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur requires a Tzibur, and Halal Rosh Chodesh going to Rambam requires a Tzibur. Maybe you can make that connection.
Oh, yeah, to add on to that, Sad, I think that the bracha that you say in the morning is to Moshe, it's bracha Daraisa. So it's hard to say that. That bracha is like the bracha of just...
The Ramban is Hasogus and Sefer Mitzvah wants to add Berachas HaTorah to the counting of the mitzvahs.
Right, so maybe it's so it would be sure like to say that that Brachan Anhalo for just saying out some Dibur Torah is mitzvah Daraisa, just like the
right. But again, I don't know if we have to go far as to say that it's a bracha Daraisa. In fact, if it was a bracha Daraisa, I already fulfilled my fee of bracha Daraisa. I woke up in the morning, I said, Lasik v'diri Torah, why do I need another bracha on Hallel? Okay. In any event, one thing is clear, and that's on the top of your page, Kuf Yud Zayin, the Ramam and Rabbeinu Tam make no distinction between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. As far as the bracha on Hallel is concerned, you remember we saw that there's no bracha on Chol HaMoed Pesach; it's only a minog. And the Rambam is going to say, well, just like we don't make a bracha on a minog in the case of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to make a bracha on a minog in the case of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Natan is likewise consistent that he requires a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, and likewise on Hallel on Chol HaMoed, even despite the fact that both are mishum minog. But in this case, the minog is logara; it's not worse than Kriyas HaTorah. And it's not worse than Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, and therefore in both Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed there is a bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam. So if you were charting this out, you would say the following, that the Rambam is consistent and Rabbeinu Tam is consistent. In both Shitos, the answer is one and the same. In other words, whatever your answer is, do you make a bracha on Hal Mitzad Minog or you do not? If you do, which is Rabbeinu Tam, then you apply that to both Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. There's no reason in the world to make a distinction. If you don't make a bracha on a minug, which is the Rambam Shita, then you don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a bracha on Chol HaMoed Pesach. But here on the top of your page, Kuf Yud Zayin, we have two other Shitas of Rishonim, the Raivan and the Ramban, both are going to distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Again, when I say Chol HaMoed, I mean Chol HaMoed Pesach. And they go in opposite directions. The Ramban is going to assume, he's going to insist, that on Hallel, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, which is Mitzad Minog, we do make a bracha. On Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, which is Minog, we don't make a bracha. So the Ramban is in agreement with the Rambam with regard to Rosh Chodesh that we do not make a bracha on Hallel. On the other hand, he's in agreement with Rabbeinu Tam with regard to Chol HaMoed that we do in fact make a bracha. But in some sense, the Ramban is distinguishing between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and he's upgrading Hallel and Chol HaMoed vis-a-vis Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. And then we have the Ravid Shita. The Ravid writes that on Rosh Chodesh we do make a bracha, and Chol HaMoed we don't make a bracha. And at the end of Hilchas Brachos, the last comment to the Ravid in Hilchas Brachos, he says, "Nir lishalo omru el al Chol HaMoed Pesach bilvad." We only make a bracha on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Aval al shel Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry. That when do we apply the principle of Ein Mevarchem al Aminog with regard to Hal? That's only with regard to Chol HaMoed Pesach. So there, the Ravid insists that we omit the bracha. Aval al shel Rosh Chodesh bibracha tiknuha. They established mitzad this takana that we recite a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, Hal on Rosh Chodesh. And look at this bizarre answer. He says, "Kidei lefarsimo shehu Rosh Chodesh." How would you translate "kidei lefarsimo"?
Advertise.
To advertise. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's all in marketing. It's not enough to run around with a banner. Oh yeah, today is Rosh Chodesh. It's not enough to wear nice clothes on Rosh Chodesh. Some women have a bidding not to do malacha. I mean, there are many ways I could think of publicizing it's Rosh Chodesh. In fact, I would suggest that in the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, which is called Shabbos Mevarchim, that itself is a pirsum that it's coming Rosh Chodesh, right? You clap and you say, in our shul we have Max who does it so well, tells how many halakim we did, what day is Rosh Chodesh. Last Shabbos he told us there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that's why today we're also... So that's, we know it. So that's a pirsum. And not only that, but it's very possible that the fact that we say, you know, that we say Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, that itself is a pirsum. What greater pirsum could you have than the Musaf service on Rosh Chodesh. But no, the Ravid says we have to be Mepharsim it's Rosh Chodesh by saying Halil, and not only saying Halil, but Halil with what? With a Bracha. So we have Rabbeinu Tam who insists on Halil with a Bracha on Rosh Chodesh, but his reasoning is because Logara Mikriyas HaTorah, and he equates it by now with Yotav Shein Shogolis. Now we have the reasoning of the Ravid, Kedei Lepharsim Rosh Chodesh. So on the bottom of page Kuf Yud Zayin, we find a support for the Ramban. The Ramban, if you recall, says that Dafka on Chol HaMoed, again, when I say Chol HaMoed, I mean Chol HaMoed Pesach, we should recite Halil with a Bracha, but not on Rosh Chodesh. That's the Ramban sheet. That makes sense. Because basically, there is an Iser Malacha on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Again, there are, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, there are a lot of materium, there are a lot of licenses, Dafka Avod and Malachas. Mleches Moed and Mleches Hedjot and so forth and so on, but we already have the breakthrough of Sukkos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We recite Halil with a Bracha because it does have, apparently Chol HaMoed does have enough of the Kedush Sayom. It's Kalel, it's Kaddish Chag. So why not extend that to Pesach? And even though Pesach, the Karbanos are very boring because they repeat themselves day after day, but the Midig was to establish Chol HaMoed Pesach like Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And I understand that since the days of Chol HaMoed are endowed with Kedushas Hayom, it justifies a brach on Halil. But Rosh Chodesh, which is clearly stripped of any Kedushas Hayom, there's no Issur Melacha whatsoever on Rosh Chodesh, despite the Minhag of Nashim. Therefore, there's no bracha on Chol HaMoed. But the Ravid is very strange. The Ravid wants to suggest that Ein Mevarchim Al HaMinhag Dafka with regard to Chol HaMoed Pesach, we're not going to make a bracha, because at the end of the day, Chol HaMoed does not have the status of a Chiyuv Halil. Rosh Chodesh, you know, for some ambiguous, how should I say, strange reason, requires a bracha, because Kedei Lefarsim Moshe Hu Rosh Chodesh. We don't know what that's all about. And we're moving on now to Kuf Yud Ches, and we ask the question on the Rambam. The Rambam says that Halil on Rosh Chodesh is Dafka Pitzibur. I mean, why? If the Midig is to duplicate Halil as it's recited on all the 18, 21 days on Rosh Chodesh, then in duplication, right, it's kind of copy and paste, we should expect that chiyuv is on the yachid. It's not just on the tzibur. We don't find that Halil is a chovas tzibur. Halil is a chovas yachid. So why does the Rambam insist that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the obligation is only incumbent on the tzibur? The Rambam also says something else that's very strange. The yachid should not recite Halil on Rosh Chodesh if he's davening alone. But if he went ahead and he did so, then he should recite the whole Halil. I mean, whatever that means. Okay, fine. I'm not going to get into that. In any event, Rav Soloveitchik has a major breakthrough here in this shiur, which I wanted to share with you. It starts on Kuf Yud Ches, and it ends on Kuf Yud Tes, this particular suggestion. The Rav says the following. If you want to define Kiddushas Hayom, and your question is this particular calendar day in the Jewish calendar sanctified, endowed with Kedusha or not? So the Rav says that there are four different barometers. First, Iser Malach. Secondly, Karban Musaf. Thirdly, the Mitzvah Sayom. And fourthly, the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. And each one of these four appear in different parashas in the Torah. For example, in Parashas Emor, we have the Issur Melacha. In Parashas Pinchas, which we read this morning, we have the Karban Musaf. In Regel, we have Parashas Re'eh. And the Mitzvah Sayom appear all over the place. Re'eh, and in Emor, and so forth and so on. When you look at Chol HaMoed, how many of these four criterion can we check off? Three out of four. Why? Because there's a Karban Musaf on Chol HaMoed. The Mitzvah Hayom apply. We can only eat matzah, not chametz. We sit in sukkah. Plus we have the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. The only thing that we might be lacking, and I use the word might because I'm not sure about it, is Issur Melacha. The Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is radically, fundamentally different than the Issur Melacha on Yom Tov itself. But minus that one detail, the entire kit and caboodle that defines and reflects the Kedush Hayom, they all exist with regard to Chol HaMoed. but not so in the case of Rosh Chodesh. What do we have in Rosh Chodesh and what do we lack? Is there Isa Malach on Rosh Chodesh?
No.
Is there Aliyah L'Regel?
No.
Are there any special mitzvahs on the day of Rosh Chodesh? No. The only aspect that we have is Parshas Pinchas, namely what? Karban Musaf. Based on this, the Rav comes to an unbelievable conclusion. He says, is Rosh Chodesh sanctified or is it not?
No.
He says it depends where you are on the face of the earth. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, then Rosh Chodesh is sanctified with the Kedushas HaYom. And how does that Kedushas HaYom express itself?
Karban Musaf.
Once you leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, you're in what's called Gvulin, you don't even have that one vestige of Kedushas HaYom, namely the Karban Musaf. The day itself is stripped entirely of Kedushas HaYom. It's a Yom Chol, a Chol Dov. Oh, so before you ask me a question about Tachnun, let me ask a different question, Max. Is it really true that Rosh Chodesh has no Kedush Sayom? Who remembers just a few hours ago the Nusach of Tfilas Musaf, the Chasim of Musaf? Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Roshei Chadoshim. Meaning that Rosh Chodesh is sanctified. Now, I would have answered this question by saying that maybe the Tefillas Musaf is sort of a replacement of the Karban Musaf, and we're almost kamiyachal in the Beis HaMikdash. But Rav Salvechik is not happy with that, because at the end of the day, we're not standing in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not inside the confines of the Mikdash, and therefore, how can we say, Mekadesh Yisrael Roshei Chadoshim? Moreover, there's a minhag to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but it goes even deeper. The Ramban, is Hasagas on the Rambam at Sefer Mitzvahs, says that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but only in the Beit HaMikdash. Could you imagine? According to the Ramban, in the Beit HaMikdash, on Rosh Chodesh, there's an obligation to recite Hallel. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, the day is sanctified with the Kiddush Sayom by virtue of the Karban Musaf. Once we leave the confines of the Beit HaMikdash, the Ramban says there is no Chiyuv Hallel. Says the Rav, maybe the minhag, in this sense we can have a little bit of an understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. You remember when Rabbeinu Tam wanted to justify the brach on Rosh, of Hallel Rosh Chodesh, he compared it to what? In his second explanation, what was his analogy? Yotav Sheni Shel Golis. Now Yotav Sheni Shel Golis is not sanctified with Kedushas Sayom except me din minhag. So the Rav says that what Rabbeinu Tam wants to indicate is that the minhag of Klal Yisrael, the tzivur of Klal Yisrael, has the ability, through the power of Minhag, to endow the day with Kedushas HaYom. In effect, what they're doing is they're taking the Kedushas HaYom of the first day of Yontif and extending it beyond the first day of Yontif to the second day, which is called in Chutz La'aretz Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. And now that day is endowed with Kedusha by virtue of the Minhag, and all the dinim and all the mitzvahs that apply b'toras chova. In other words, the takana of Yontif Sheni Shel Golis is not to eat matzah and marah on the second night of Pesach. The takana is to sanctify the day. Once the day is sanctified, then it engenders a chiyuv to eat matzah and to eat marah. I mean, mashal ma'adavu dom. Imagine if let's say I had a board over here, right? And I throw something against the board, and what happens? It bounces back, correct? So in the nimshal, if I could use this mashal, what the Rav is saying is that the minhag establishes the day as a day that's sanctified. It's got Kedush Sayom. What bounces back is the chiv to eat matzah, to eat marah. Is Memele Yontif Sheni Shel Golis requires a bracha asher kitchonim mitzosav etzivanu, because once the minhag endows the day itself now engenders that chiv. So the Rav wants to know, is it possible that the minhag to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, like the minhag to sanctify the second day of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, endows Rosh Chodesh with Kedushas HaYom, and now once Rosh Chodesh is endowed with Kedushas HaYom via the power of minhag, now it bounces back. What's engendered by the Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv to recite Hallel. Is Memele Rabbeinu Tam is 100% correct? Why do we recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha? He says, Kida Ashkevan. Just like we find in the breakthrough case of Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. Yontif Sheni Shel Golis is only Minig Avosteinu Biyadeinu, and nevertheless we recite a brach on a Minig. How can we recite a brach on the Minig? Says the Rav, because the Minig is not engendering a custom to eat matzah. What the minhag is of doing, what it's accomplishing, is to transform the day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis and endow it with Kedusha Yom. Now I have a chiyuv that is generated by the Kedusha Yom. If I apply the same structure within Rabbeinu Tam's frame of reference to Rosh Chodesh, the minhag is to engender a Kedush Sayom on Rosh Chodesh, and now the Kedush Sayom is Mechayev me to say Halal. Do, if that be the case, says Rabbeinu Tam, just like on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, you recite a bracha for all of its Sayom, whether it's Sukkah, whether it's Lulav, whether it's Matzah, whether it's Morar, and Halal as well, so too, the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh, once it's kicked off and engendered by the Minog, now it engenders a chiyuv to recite halal. I'm going to recite halal with a bracha. But now, if you're saying that, if that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, then take a look, if you will, on page Kuf Yud Tes. The Rav asks, why is it that we don't put tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Is there anyone here who wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed? In Chutzlaretz, you do. In Eretz Yisrael, it's totally unacceptable. Oh, yeah. Even in Chutzlaretz, you should know, it's a gigantic machlok. The Sfaradim did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed anywhere on the face of the earth. Even amongst Ashkenazim, it's a tremendous plugta. Those who follow the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, mostly, you know, the real Ashkenazim, you know, the real McCoy Ashkenazim, wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. However, Hasidim will not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And even amongst the Litvakas, there are many, many who do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
What did the Rav do?
The Rav does not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And Reb Chaim, his grandfather, did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So once Reb Moshe Soloveitchik asked his father, Reb Chaim, why don't you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Reb Moshe Shalom? The Ramah says you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You're machmir for all the sveikas in the world. And it might be dependent on whether Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa or not, because in the parsha of Tefillin, it says Os. Os means the Isur Malach. So now that we have Machlokas Rishonim, which is a very complicated sugya on its own, whether Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, you should be machmir like those Rishonim who hold that the Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed is only d'rabbanan, and therefore you should be wearing Tefillin. Because on a deraisa level, if it's not an os, because there's no, it doesn't engender an isur malacha, then you chayv in tefillin. So Reb Chaim said, no, you don't understand. Even if I hold a Chol HaMoed, is osur b'malacha midrabbanon, there's no tefillin. Why? Because the kedushas hayom of regel, of moed, extends to Chol HaMoed no less than the moed itself. In other words, the word os that knocks off tefillin means it's endowed with a kedush sayom. The Torah might allow me to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's called hutar mechlolo. You remember we once discussed this with regard to bringing a mincha and a chodesh between the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. It's hutar mechlolo because the Torah already through the Omer was matir. The Torah was matir doing malacha on Chol HaMoed, but the day itself is endowed with kedush sayom. I mean, mashal v'adav v'dom, like a woman as far as mitzvah saseh ishas man groma. She has the same kedushas Yisrael as a man. She should be obligated because of her kedushas Yisrael in all the mitzvahs. Not like an Eved. An Eved has a partial kedushas Yisrael. His gerus is incomplete. The Ramban is of the opinion that after the gerus mishtachrer and he becomes a full Yisrael, he has to go through mikvah and gerus a second time because his kedushas Yisrael is incomplete. But an isha has the kedushas Yisrael of all the mitzvahs. The Torah alleviated her of certain mitzvahs. That's a ptur. And on Chol HaMoed, Reb Chaim understood that the day itself is endowed with a full-fledged Kedush Sayom, just that the Torah alleviated me from abstaining from Malacha and allowed me, who knows, maybe for the sake of Samachta V'chagecha to do Malacha, the Torah allowed it. Is Memela said, Reb Chaim, there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And he was absolutely convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there was not a suffix in his mind. But Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, Rosh Chodesh, what Kedush Sayom does Rosh Chodesh have? In Mikdash, yes. But outside of Mikdash? And Chol HaMoed has Karbon. Chol HaMoed has the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Chol HaMoed has all the Mitzvah Sayom. And according to Reb Chaim, Chol HaMoed even has an Isur Malacha.
Is that why we take our Mitzvah at Musaf?
And Musaf is the best time to take off your tefillin. Oh, you mean even in Chutzlaretz?
this morning we took off our tefillin before Musaf.
Oh, so perhaps you could say that what happens is that with the Korban Musaf, we are sort of entering into that vestige of Kedusha Yom of the four criterion, the one out of the four that Rosh Chodesh is endowed with, the Kedusha Yom of Musaf. Now that we're entering into the Korban Musaf, we have the Kedusha Yom, and therefore maybe we shouldn't be wearing tefillin. But again, nobody would say that Rosh Chodesh is endowed with the Kedusha Yom that would alleviate me of tefillin. For that you need an Isur Malacha. There is no Isur Malacha in Chol HaMoed, period. It's not like the way Reb Chaim understood Chol HaMoed, where the day itself is endowed with an Isur Malacha, just the Torah was Matir Malacha. Chol HaMoed is Mufka from Isur Malacha. It doesn't have the Kedusha Yom at all. Rosh Chodesh, I meant to say. I'm sorry. Okay, Rabosa, I think it's late. So I'm going to bring this back for next week, maybe, Bali Neder, we'll finish this up. You'll be in Chutzah. Okay, so maybe we'll leave it for a different time then. No, just I feel like I just got to the introduction, like we did about two pages of this, and there's a lot more, so...
Is it going to get to the point of what happens if you forget Yahweh Marit? Because I learned that I heard that from the neighbor of Lavi.
That what? That
of in Kajin the Hodesh, like Ma Kesher with the Sanhedrin.
Right. That's in this article, but I don't know if we're going to get to it. I wanted to focus on Rosh Chodesh because in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Rabbi Osei, Chodesh Tov to everyone, and thanks for coming, and everything should be.